Hi, friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name is Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special, and what makes us so special to Him. We left off last time in such a sad place. Jasmine and Walter made the decision to believe the lies that Stryker, the sneaky jaguar, told them. And when they did, they stopped trusting Elo. Their sin allowed Stryker to take over. The sloths became slow, while Stryker became the fastest animal in the rainforest, and used his speed to destroy all the bonga berries. Walter and Jasmine can't talk with Elo without those berries. And Elo knows there's no way for them to fix this big problem. Is he mad at them and ready to wad up and throw away the story that he's writing? Let's go find out. Today's story is called Elo's Story Part 5, Love Notes. Head with me down to the river where Walter and Jasmine are fighting.
It was too your fault. You gave that berry to Stryker.
Walter tried to stand to his feet after Jasmine pushed him to the ground, but he couldn't. He was moving as slow as a tortoise, and his body ached from his lack of energy.
What's wrong with me? Maybe you're the one who made Elo stop loving us.
There, she had said it, what she felt in her heart ever since Stryker's words sparked a doubt of Elo's goodness in her mind. She noticed her speech starting to slow down, too.
I'm tired, Walter. You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to go eat some bonga berries. Even if I do have to see Elo, I know the berries will give me energy, at least.
Though she was mad at him, Jasmine chose to follow Walter. What usually took them 2 seconds to reach the rainforest canopy now took more than 30 minutes.
Where are they?
Walter used his last bit of energy to panic as he finally reached the top of the tree. He was unable to pull himself to a sitting position and just hung from the tree upside down.
What do you mean?
Jasmine slowly peeked her head into the leaves of the top of the tree and felt the same panic grip her heart.
The berries are gone! Walter! Jasmine, it's not my fault. It's yours. I think that jaguar has something to do with this. And you gave him that berry.
Jasmine yelled, but it seemed to come out in slow motion as Stryker sprung from the ground to the branch beneath them in less than a second.
Well, hello, friends. Princess? Prince? How are the berries?
Stryker, what is this about? And how did you get so fast?
Have you forgotten so quickly? Bonga berries, of course.
But wait, they're only supposed to be for us, to make us fast. But what about the other berries that are better?
Right, those other berries. Yeah, those don't actually exist. But it doesn't matter now. The bonga berries are all mine. They belong to the fastest beast in this forest, me. And now, prince and princess, you two serve me. I'm the new ruler here.
But what about Elo?
Asked Jasmine, so confused about whose side she was truly on.
Yeah, what about Elo Shmilo? He doesn't care about you any more than I do since you gave the berries and now the whole forest to me. See you later, prince. Princess.
Stryker returned to his cave where he had hidden all of the remaining bonga berries. As he ate another berry to renew his strength and speed, he carefully held on to its seed between his teeth.
I'll plant you right here, my precious, delicious bonga tree. And the speed you provide will allow me to rule this forest forever.
He dropped the seed onto the freshly scratched ground just below the hole in the roof of his cave. It was the only place in his home that received sunlight and rain.
This is the perfect spot for you to grow, and I'll never run out of you precious little berries.
As he backed away, the seed began to sprout and produce a shoot within seconds. Then he filled his cheeks with the remaining berries and moved them next to the newly sprouted tree.
Now, how will I protect you, my precious berries?
He lay down to watch his tree grow and thought.
Who am I kidding? I don't have to protect the berries. Those worthless sloths are so slow they can barely climb down the tree. And even if they do, I can catch them and destroy them before they reach my tree. And since there are no bonga berries, there's no Elo to worry about either.
Elo called the sun to peek out from the clouds and fill the air with tender warmth.
They need me. They need to know I still love them,
he thought as he watched his two beloved creatures.
The sun's too bright. I'm so tired. How could Elo do this to us?
Walter asked Jasmine.
How could he not guard our bonga berries?
Elo knew that they knew better. Knew they were aware of their own fault, each of them. But he also knew once evil was allowed in, it was so easy to believe the lies and to blame each other.
Yeah, I thought he was strong. He must be really weak.
They finally agreed upon something.
What will we do, Walter? What will we eat?
I guess we'll have to figure it out ourselves.
No. Remember me, Jasmine. Remember my love, Walter. I still love you. I want to help you. Come back to me, please.
Walter paused as iguana came to mind.
We could try these leaves, I guess.
He grabbed one and took a bite.
Ugh.
He almost spit it out of his mouth, but then remembered it might be his only source of strength and energy and speed, so he swallowed.
I guess we have to eat these until we can find something else.
I don't have energy to find something else, Walter.
Jasmine joined in, slowly munching on the nearly tasteless green leaves, the leaves that provided enough energy for hanging and eating, and nothing more. Life went on like this for months. Walter and Jasmine left the tree only once a week, at most, and even then didn't go far. The rest of their time was spent hanging, eating, and sleeping. That left lots of time to think about how life used to be, the fun they used to have, the way they used to be fast, the important job they once held as prince and princess of the forest, and their lost relationship with Elo. Those once happy thoughts now led to sadness, and then anger that they were now purposeless and almost lifeless. What was it that Elo had said? Without him, they could exist, yes, but not truly live. To have real life, the satisfying kind of life, they needed him. Now, Walter knew exactly what existing without Elo felt like, and he hated it. He grabbed another leaf.
Jasmine, what's this?
He hung upside down, having only moved 3 inches in the last hour. He showed Jasmine the underside of the leaf. Her eyes grew big. There were words etched into the fabric of the leaf, written by the leaf's veins. They were as clear as day. But it couldn't be. Her eyes were probably playing tricks on her. She shook her head. She'd been hanging upside down too long.
Do you see it?
Asked Walter.
See what?
Jasmine lied.
What the leaf says. See? Please tell me my eyes aren't playing tricks on me, Jazz. Please tell me that you see it too.
Walter wanted so badly to believe.
Nope, I don't see anything but a leaf.
She lied again.
Jazz, look. It says, I love you. You're losing it, Walter. No one loves us.
No, I'm not. It's from Elo. I know it is.
If it is, it's old. Left over from before. When we were prince and princess. And loved. But not anymore, Walter.
Walter slouched.
I guess you're right.
The lies they believed were so deep. Elo knew it didn't take long for them to take root in the deepest parts of Jasmine and Walter's minds and their hearts. But he wasn't going to lose his beloved creatures. Not now and not ever. He would continue to write his love for them on everything. The sunrise, the leaves, anything and everything that might convince them of the truth once again. Elo opened his eyes and found himself at his desk. It was clean except for the green pen he tapped on it, the stack of papers that contained the story thus far, and the red pen. His eyes stared at that red pen.
It's time,
he thought. His heart was unbelievably heavy, but at the same time, filling with hope. A sob came from deep within him.
It's time to use your pen.
He spoke, as if to the pen, as he picked it up.
Nothing can keep me from loving you, Jasmine. Walter, I'll give everything for you. I'm coming for you.
And as he touched the red ink to the page, he noticed he was no longer at his desk, in his old house on the mountainside. Instead, he stood on the rainforest floor next to the river. He looked at his hands, and instead of old, worn hands, he saw paws with two toes. Instead of dark skin, he saw dark fur. Yes, it had worked. He had written himself into the story, and was on a mission to save the ones he loved.
Friends, what do you think? Was Elo mad enough to throw his story away?
No way. He loves his creation so much that he's willing to do the only thing possible to be close to them again. Write himself into their story to save them. I hope as you hear the story of Walter, Jasmine, and Elo, that you also see how much God loves you and me. Not because of anything we've done to earn his love. But he shows us his love in that while we were still sinners, he loved us and died for us. That's how great God's love is for us. Join me next time, friends, as we find out what happens when Elo writes himself into his own story as a sloth. Will he be able to save the day and bring Walter and Jasmine back? I'll see you then. Bye-bye.